North Dakota farmers are telling two very different stories this growing season. Some are too wet, while others are too dry. At Ashley, North Dakota, Maverick Egg owner Mark Rorvik woke up to another 2 inches of rain yesterday morning, with more rain continuing to fall. Soils are already saturated, which is causing some problems in crops.
There's definitely some reduced corn stands. Wheat is like wheat grown on a concrete pad at the wheat stand, and the wheat fields are just wet but very hard on top, and just the same challenge for the corn popping through.
In north central North Dakota, Rolette farmer Ryan Peterson has been dealing with dust this spring. The most recent U.S. drought monitor shows moderate and severe drought in the northern tier of counties. Peterson says timely rains within the past week are revitalizing the crops.
Some of our last canola we put in was sitting in dry dirt, and some that we put in before that, we actually put the drill back in another notch almost to where we had it for wheat. I know we have some soybeans in a few places where the uneven stands, they waited for the rain that we had last week, but I think the stands will even out there, and we're definitely grateful for the rain that we got last Saturday and we seem to be getting today.
Even though wet conditions are frustrating, Rorick says it could be worse.
We're at 90% planted. There was still a few soybean acres and a few sunflower acres that were ready to get done here before it started raining, but we had our 7 to 10 days in May and our 2 weeks in June, and I guess that's what we got to get it done, and for the most part, a lot of it got done.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.